Pakistan's FIA sets up a dedicated crypto crime unit. Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency, FIA, has created a dedicated unit to investigate money laundering and terrorism financing carried out through digital assets, according to a report shared by CoinMarketCap on July 22, 2026. The move puts a specialized enforcement team behind a policy shift the country has been signaling for more than a year. Crypto is moving from an unregulated gray zone into a supervised one. The FIA is Pakistan's principal federal law enforcement body, with an existing mandate over financial crime, cybercrime, and human trafficking. Folding a digital asset desk into that structure means investigators will now treat blockchain transaction trails the way they already treat bank records and wire transfers. Enforcement arrives alongside the rulebook. The timing is the story. Pakistan spent 2025 and early 2026 moving from an outright hostile posture toward a licensing framework. The country established the Pakistan Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority, PVRA, to license and supervise exchanges, custodians, and other service providers. A dedicated FIA crime unit is the enforcement half of that same project. Rules define who is allowed to operate. The crime unit goes after everyone operating outside them. That pairing matters because a licensing regime without enforcement is easy to ignore. Firms weigh the cost of compliance against the odds of getting caught. When a specialized unit exists specifically to trace illicit flows, that calculation changes. For legitimate operators, a credible enforcement arm is not a threat, but a moat. It raises the cost of running an unlicensed competitor and gives banks a reason to stop treating every crypto business as radioactive. The FATF context behind the decision, Pakistan's approach to crypto, has been shaped heavily by the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. The global anti-money laundering standard setter. The country spent years on the FATF gray list of jurisdictions under increased monitoring, and its exit was tied to demonstrable progress on money laundering and terrorism financing controls. A dedicated crypto crime unit reads as a direct answer to FATF's expectation that member states apply the same standards to virtual assets that they apply to traditional finance. Terrorism financing is named explicitly in the mandate, which is not incidental. Pakistan sits in a region where regulators and international bodies have flagged the risk of digital assets being used to move value across borders outside the banking system. An enforcement unit focused on that risk is partly a domestic tool and partly a signal to Washington, Brussels, and the FATF Secretariat that the country is serious. Consequences for ordinary users in Pakistan. For the roughly 15 to 20 million Pakistanis estimated to hold crypto, the practical effect depends entirely on which side of the line they sit on. Someone buying stablecoins to hedge against rupee weakness or receiving remittances from family abroad is not the target. The unit is built to chase laundering typologies and financing networks, not retail savers. The second-order effect is more relevant to everyday holders. As licensing tightens, informal peer-to-peer channels and unlicensed exchanges face more scrutiny, and users will be pushed toward regulated on-ramps that enforce identity checks. That trade is familiar from other emerging markets. Access becomes more formal and better protected, but the days of frictionless anonymous trading narrow. Anyone relying on a crypto card in Pakistan to spend digital assets should expect the compliance bar at the funding and off-ramp stage to keep rising as the regime matures. Custody choices carry weight in this environment too. Balances held on a custodial exchange sit within reach of a freeze order if that platform draws an investigation, a risk that self-custody setups sidestep by keeping assets in a wallet the user controls. That distinction becomes more than theoretical once a dedicated financial crime unit is actively pulling on transaction threads, a regional pattern, not an outlier. Pakistan is not acting in isolation. Enforcement buildouts and licensing regimes have been rolling across Asia in parallel. From Japan and South Korea tightening market abuse rules to Vietnam, attaching fines to unlicensed trading. A specialized crime unit is the enforcement expression of the same wave. The common thread across these jurisdictions is that supervision and prosecution are being wired up at the same time, rather than rules first and enforcement years later. Broader markets were quiet as the news landed. Bitcoin traded at 65,876, down 0.7% on the day, with Ether at 119.23 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 39 Fear, all as of July 27, 2026. A national enforcement announcement of this kind moves compliance calculus far more than it moves price, and the flat tape reflects that.